USA Radio News. I'm Rick Vincent. The names of the hundreds of priests involved in the sexual abuse of 1,000 children in Pennsylvania will soon be released. Bishop Kevin Rhodes notified his superiors and law enforcement of the abuse he knew about while he was in Pennsylvania, but did not release the names of the alleged accusers to avoid scandal. Friday, Rhodes apologized to the victims, saying he now handle abuse allegations differently while in Indiana.
I am announcing that the Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, will begin the process of collecting and releasing the names of all individuals who have been credibly accused of abuse.
Before departing the White House for the weekend Friday, President Trump weighed in on Special Counsel Robert Mueller and the Russia investigation. The president again said the probe is rigged and said investigators should instead focus on Democrats.
Mr. Mueller is highly conflicted. Comey is like his best friend. I could go into conflict after conflict.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Donald Trump weighed in Friday on the fraud trial of his former campaign chief, Paul Manafort, calling Manafort a good man. Democratic Congressman Andre Carson of Indiana says the president, as he puts it, darkens the cloud over his administration and campaign.
I would hope that he wouldn't continue to muddy the waters with not only the Justice Department, but with also those who are trying to bring justice to this matter.
The president's desire for a huge U.S. military parade in November may be off. President Trump came up with the idea after witnessing a massive Bastille Day spectacle in Paris last year.
I don't know. We're going to have to try and top it.
But a government estimate indicates such a parade could cost up to $92 million. That prompted the American Legion to urge the president to spend the money on veterans instead. The White House has decided to call off the parade, at least for now. More bad press for Ohio State football with the results of an investigation into allegations of domestic assault by a former assistant coach due on Sunday. ESPN Now reports that assistant coach ordered thousands of sex toys to his office in the Woody Hayes Athletic Complex. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A brazen auto theft in Sacramento. A California Highway Patrol officer was at an accident scene talking to one of those involved when the driver jumped in the patrol car and took off. He drove past two exits and onto Sacramento State University property where he jumped onto an occupied shuttle bus. He drove it less than a mile until he was subdued by passengers and held until campus police arrived.
When he knew that the bus wasn't going to go anywhere, he tried to exit the bus and two passerbyers, most likely students because they were coming from the campus here, actually stopped and held the bus doors closed until Sac State Police showed up on scene.
The 34-year-old man was arrested. No one was hurt. Taylor Smith, the young woman seen on a viral video pushing her friend off a bridge into water 60 feet below, is charged with reckless endangerment. Speaking from her hospital bed, Jordan Holgerson describes what happened.
She was counting down, but I didn't think of anything of it. And I was like, no, like, don't count down. Like, I won't go if you count down. I'm not ready. And then she pushed me.
Holgerson suffered broken ribs and a punctured lung. Before departing the White House for the weekend, President Trump weighed in on increasing tensions between the U.S. and Turkey. The U.S. wants American evangelical pastor Andrew Brunson under house arrest, freed and cleared of terrorism-related charges.
Turkey has, in my opinion, acted very, very badly. So we haven't seen the last of that. They can't take our people. So you will see what happens.
Turkey's president also announced a massive hike in tariffs on U.S. goods after President Trump said that he'll double tariffs on Turkish steel and aluminum. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.